We're going to take a moment to have a look at Eating Well. The Eat Well Guide is a visual tool which can be used to support a healthy and balanced diet. In our diet, we have something called macronutrients and micronutrients. Our macronutrients is what our food is made up of. We're going to talk about those different macronutrients and how they relate within the Eat Well Guide. The Eat Well Guide is a visual tool which has been created by Public Health England to help us understand how we can support a healthy and balanced diet. Now, there's different areas within the Eat Well Guide, and it's meant to look like a plate. And this is what they say a healthy plate should look like. So as you can see from the green and the yellow, these are our starchy foods, or otherwise known as carbohydrates. Carbohydrates should be made up of over 50% of your diet. On the Eat Well Guide, they're labelled the green and yellow. Fruit and vegetables are part of our starchy foods, and it's recommended that you eat 5 portions per day. Carbohydrates are your main sources of energy, and eating whole grain options will allow you to release energy over a consistent and longer period of time. Protein is marked pink and blue on the Eat Well Guide. Protein helps the body grow and repair itself, and it's found in every cell of the body, and it's got important functions such as keeping our bones and muscles functioning. Protein is often made up of animal sources, but there is some vegetarian sources as well, as you can see from the Eat Well Guide. Protein is just as important. It makes up around about a quarter of our diet. It is not any more important than carbohydrates or fats. It's important that we have a range of different foods and that our diet is balanced. Dietary fats make up the purple part of the Eat Well Guide. Now, dietary fats are an important part of health and a balanced diet. They provide essential fatty acids and carry fat-soluble vitamins. And whilst we understand that they're more energy dense, fats are important for our overall health, and there are a different variety of fats. A healthy and balanced diet will include carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. And as you can see from the Eat Well Guide, nothing is out of bounds. We also have sugary and processed snacks. These are over away from the plate, but it does say eat less often and in smaller amounts. Therefore, it's important that we allow ourselves to eat everything within moderation. We're going to take a moment to understand nutritional labels. Within the UK, we have the traffic light system. And while this can sometimes be scary on processed foods and it can make us feel uncomfortable, the aim is that it gives us a visual guide of what's made up of our foods. So we have green, amber, and red. Now, it's important that when you are eating well, that you eat a range and a variety of foods. Therefore, during this recovery, we're recommending that you don't look at those traffic light systems or packagings on foods, and that you eat on a regular basis and allow yourself to enjoy foods. Sometimes looking at the traffic light system can become more detrimental when we're in our recovery, as it makes us aware of things such as our calorie content. If you do want to provide more information around the traffic light system, or if you are curious of how it may work, speak to your practitioner for some more general advice. And there is also other things that can be found online on the NHS and Public Health England website around the traffic light system. We're going to discuss hydration. If you're feeling dehydrated, you may notice that you get symptoms such as a headache, you may start to feel dizzy or sick, or you may struggle with concentration. Hydration is just as important as our nutrition, and every person has a different amount of what they may need. But the recommendations are between 6 to 8 glasses of fluid a day, or 1.5 to 2 litres. Follow any personal medical advice. Water, lower fat milk, sugar-free drinks, and including tea and coffee all make up our hydration and fluids.